best friend on earth. I guess gonna have to whip my leg. Stop. So he just bear hugged him up. Held him one hand, just whipping like whipping a baby. He didn't know he could do it, you know, but he didn't want it. And meantime, then I had my daddy's brother, a little bit of fella, just started school by like I was, I guess, you know, from my little way. He run out, he thought I was killing the dad, and he run up to grab him. And Mr. Willem said he just come around like back like that, kind of loose hand, and slapped.
Well, Daddy's brother,
he rolled, going up a hill, and said, rolled and yelled at the bottom of the hill. And I did got up, jumped up, he said, cried like, baby, so,
oh, I ain't big enough to fight yet. I'd have to eat more biscuits before I can have you out.
Laughed. And they told him when he just laughed, I knew we'd forget it. But he died here at that time, made the trip. He said, oh, come get him, came back on the train. Doc had him in Plumby, and she had some people that lived out there in Mount Pleasant Plumby. And after got through visiting all us lower, I cut him out there. I believe it was 2 days or 3 days after I cut him out there where they called us and said to come to see him if I want to see him. Well, I he was talking bad off. We went, but they wouldn't let us in. One of the boys that flew here, oldest son that flew here, down. They said the drug, we could go to the door and, you know, look in, but they the other wouldn't go in there, and he died that night.
We went.
Then the next day, the bunch of them got here, they come in a car. Those boys did. Three of the oldest flew. Others got here, and then that one of them rode back on the train with his body. And I thought maybe they'd feel kind of bad about him, you know, coming back. Thought maybe he might have did something he would have lived, wouldn't have died that quick, probably, if he'd have stayed at home. Mm-hmm. And they said, no. Said that's all he talked about after he came back, was wanting to make another trip and see us all again before he died.
Yeah.
And said he got to do what he wanted to. They were proud that he did, and they were really happy about it. Then Jim May, she lived, she come back here, she lived. Jim and dead by 5 years, I guess. She lived a lot longer than any of them, of course. They rode us, we didn't go. I left there with some a lot of flowers. They wanted, my nephew, who was pretty, asked me if I'd go with them, we'd try to make that day. We'd take all night to go and drive and then come back. I told them, oh, that's too much. I just run that go.
Yeah.
So we just wired and talked to
them.
And another thing I wanted to tell you about is I remember when the first railroad was built over here.
Oh, really?
Come through. And the train come through. Me and that. That's what I was thinking about. My daddy would load something in this carriage, I called it, two-seat consign. Would go to my grandmother over there on the
I remember
it worked, and I thought, well, I said, Grandma, ain't they gonna never get the thing done? She said, yeah, they're gonna finally get it done. And it won't be long before the train will come through. She said, I wish y'all would be up there. So they had heard when the train's coming through from Father Cattis over there. In this carriage, two burger thing, 2 feet, you know, drove. I think it drove. I'm pretty sure we drew horses, not mules. I have seen them drive mules, but I think we drew horses, 2 horses. And we got down there close. It's supposed to come through that morning about 10 o'clock. But they house. And we, and my brother and myself, got down there to the fence right up close to the railroad track. And then it's an orchard fence. And that's where it was a lot of them. They had a lot of good apple trees and pear trees and peach trees there and cherry trees. We stand right there then watching for it. Well, after we seen that big thing coming and smoke, you know, puffing and smoke blowing out of it, that is the awful sight I ever seen in my life. We just stood right there and just, I reckon could have heard us breathe watching.